Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I was in a parking lot in Tampa getting ready to go see my daughter play a lacrosse game, and we got on the phone, you know, and had a chance to talk to him about what his vision was for his future and what he wanted to accomplish. And amazingly enough, it aligned perfectly with the Ravens' vision. You know, it was right in line with what we're trying to do. And he's a guy that just I've always felt like should be a Raven. That was always something I always kind of watched him play when we're playing against him. Felt the same way about Derrick Henry, you know, and Lamar when we saw him in College State. But to see him now with us in our building, working out already with the guys, it's pretty cool.
Harp saying he likes good players and they look like Ravens. And DeAndre Hopkins, remember, I totally forgot about this earlier. Remember when Lamar Jackson was holding out and he allegedly made the demands for Odell Beckham and DeAndre Hopkins? And, of course, they got him one, paying Beckham a ton of money. Well, yes. Now they finally have Hopkins. Now, in 2023, he did have 1,000 yards and 7 touchdowns. But last year, over two teams, just 610 yards, but did have 5 touchdowns. What are you expecting from Hopkins, who turns 33 later this week?
Yeah, I think be a veteran presence, leadership, guidance, be acutely aware of your role, and that in some weeks they may need you more because they're in an injury bind, but that's, you know, that's temporary. You're here over the long haul to be, I mean, spare part is probably not the best way to frame it, but let's be real. He's not going to contribute on special teams.
No.
And they've got 4 other guys who probably are going to see more targets than him over the course of a season, at least. But can he, in those moments when he's required and in certain quadrants of the field, can he be a bit of a difference maker, an occasional difference maker? And, you know, how many red zone receptions does he have? How many touchdowns does he have? And is he one of their 3 or 4 most productive players by those metrics alone? I'm not here for yards per target. I don't really care about yards per catch. Like, that's not going to be huge. Like, he's not going to be running past people with his hand up, throw it to me. I'm wide open on a go route. Like, I think it's about what he can do in tight corridors, what he can do with contested catches, how he uses his body to box people out, how he frames people, how he presents himself to be able to catch 50-50 balls and knows that if I don't get it, the other guy can't get it either. I don't think he has to build up trust in Lamar. Lamar's a student of the game. Lamar knows what this guy's capable of. And this front office feels like there is a value in having established, you know, at least one established dude, a guy whose resume, either where he was drafted or how he's played, shows that he should be a dude. Or has been a dude. And maybe for that particular moment, you know, 3rd and goal from the 7, he might have to be a dude. I think he's at a point in his career where he understands all that implicitly, explicitly. His contract speaks to that.
Yeah.
And I think having Lamar Jackson be this good and having him be that gravitational force that he is, guys like this at the end of their career are going to want to keep coming here for one last grasp at the ring, one chance to pad some of my stats with Lamar. And keeping it real, chance to be able to tell their grandkids I play with Lamar Jackson. Because yeah, there's a lot that DeAndre Hopkins has accomplished in his career. But I think being able to say, oh, yeah, and I spent 1 year with Lamar and we went to the playoffs and did X, Y, and Z, like, I think that's part of the equation.
And he still wants a Super Bowl. And he played in the game last year. And, of course, the Chiefs ended up getting blown out. But if he has a year similar to what he had last year, I think a lot of people should sign up for that. The 600 yards,
from your
five
third
touchdowns,
wide receiver?
Yeah, 70% catch percentage.
That's
7.2% catch rate over expected. His receiving EPA was the highest it's been since 2021. So in a lesser role last year, the numbers weren't there, but he was effective when he was thrown the football. And that's what you're looking for out of DeAndre Hopkins out of this stage of his career. And you said it, the 50-50 balls, the contested catches, adding another guy that has that type of ability, that type of pedigree, who's been in every big game you can think of, that's valuable.
I'm going to ask a question to you. You've had a little time to marinate on it. If I said that if I put the over under on 5.5 touchdowns for DeAndre Hopkins, would you take the over?
I would still take the over. Like, we saw from the OBJ thing that, like, Lamar's going to want this guy to feel part of the team
early in the
like,
season.
He's going to want to feed him a little bit and make him feel like he's a part of this and he can look at some of these box scores, you know what I mean, and feel good driving home from the players' parking lot. I think there could be certain matchups when this team is at full health offensively and they're taking somebody to the woodshed and it's deep in the second half, or the only drive Lamar might end up playing in the deep in the first half, or the only drive or two he might play in the second half, and they're spreading the field out, and he's got Andrews and Likely and Hopkins and Zay and Bateman all on the field. Like, that's going to be a pretty good matchup for DeAndre Hopkins. You know what I mean? Like, he might catch a couple of touchdowns just that game because, well, we're running this stuff and it's working, and the other team's secondary wasn't that good to begin with, and then their top corner went down, and we still needed to throw the ball. Like, so, yeah, I would still go over. How many did Odell finish with?
Well, he had that decent run.
He had to finish with at least
probably right around 5, I would think. But especially in the red zone, though, where you know how dangerous Mark Andrews was in the red zone last year, Rashad Bateman as well, where he's not even that main thing when you get
down there. 3 touchdowns for Beckham.
Wow, that was it.
That's great. Well, remember, late, what was it, the Cardinals game where he was getting all pissed because he didn't catch the touchdown. Lamar was saying afterwards he was force-feeding him early on.
Well, then he threw a horrible pick in the Steelers game trying to force him the ball. Yeah. But, yeah, I think this guy's healthier than Odell Beckham ever was. Odell Beckham couldn't, like, early in the season, remember, he couldn't stay on the field. He'd be on and then have to come off. And this guy, and Jason, I think you're right on where he knows who he is. And can you imagine this team potentially, assuming health, Bateman, Andrews, and this guy in the red zone?
Well, and Likely, who's a big red zone target. I mean, you have a lot of body types there. This guy's done a lot of damage in the slot, too. Like, I think they're going to find some matchups that work for him. I am astonished that Odell only had 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
I had mythologized it into, like, twice that.
Well, the way
I felt like the month of November, he had like a really good November, and I felt like he had like 3 in that month. So I'm thinking he must have had some the rest of the season.
Because he really had that month of production. I guess outside of that, it was.
It was. I'm going to look up his game logs. What was that?
2023.
Yeah, 2023. I feel like there was a, and you're right, the mythology of it. I feel like there was a multi touchdown game, but I guess there wasn't.
No, he did have back to back. So week 9, week 10, he caught touchdown passes against Seattle and Cleveland at home, and then he caught one in the Rams
game. Cleveland was a long one.
He got his revenge run. His Rams game revenge, and that was it.
Yeah,
that was
Yeah, and now he's probably done. So yeah. There's that. Coming up next, you know who's not done? Lamar Demetrius Jackson. He is not done. He's coming off the best year of his career, though somehow did not win the MVP. Though he's first team All-Pro. So what do we think Lamar Jackson will be doing for an encore this season? We'll tell you. By the way, Morgan Atsit, Fox 45 Sports, joins us at 5:30 here on the Fan.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same. It's the same for all the players, you know. And obviously, Lamar is our quarterback, you know, and he's our guy, you know. And I've said it many times. I think he's the best in football. So he works hard at it. It means a lot to him. He's been studying it. He's been training. You can tell kind of shape he's in right now. You can see by the way he threw the ball. You guys all saw it today. He was on point with the offense. He's ready. You know, he's ready to get going. And had a heck of a day today, and, you know, just keep building on it for tomorrow. But I think he, you know, what you saw today with him is probably indicative of everybody, and they all get to that point in their way. But they're all there, and they're all working, and that's what we like to see.
John Harbaugh at OTAs last week. Remember, there will be media availability tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday OTAs, as John Harbaugh has announced he's opening up the rest of the OTAs for the media. Lamar Jackson was there during the day of media availability. He's coming off a season where he threw for over 4,100 yards, 41 touchdowns, only four interceptions, the fourth best passer rating of all time, 119.6, also rushed for 915 yards. So he did somehow didn't win the MVP, but was a first-team All-Pro quarterback. That's a conundrum. But what do you expect to see from Lamar Jackson this year, Jason?
Well, I mean, I don't know how you put limits on him at this point. You have to expand your mind, and you have to be willing to accept that this is sort of a strata-breaking player. He every time you try to sort of confine him or kind of act like there are bounds to what he can do. He sets out and has seasons that are historically significant in a different way than even you thought he could. So I'm not going to say it's impossible that he does what he did last year. Now you would say, well, wait a minute, there was a top statistically, you know, you look at the passer rating, you look at the touchdown interception ratio, you look at the yards per attempt, you look at all the categories he led in, you'd say nobody does that. You know, they might do it once in a lifetime, once in a generation, but not back-to-back years. But I still think he can be the most impactful football player in the league again next year. And some of the numbers might get moved around. The touchdown-worthy passes might go down, but the interceptions might go up because that's football. And there's 22 big bodies on the field, and the ball takes weird bounces, and there is luck and some positive regression or negative regression, whatever. So some of those numbers could move, but like, could he have more explosive plays in the run game and the pass game? Could he end up with a few more rushing touchdowns and maybe one less or a couple less passing touchdowns? Could his completion percentage continue to rise? Could it continue to tick up a little bit despite him making more low percentage passing attempts as the offense continues to expand and as guys continue to unlock things downfield in ways that were unfathomable as recently as 2 years ago? Having a third straight year with Todd Monken, not a guy who talked about a vault and all this BS, but a guy who was constantly challenging himself to evolve and to put all of his players in even better positions to succeed and find ways to poke and prod at defenses in ways they didn't see coming. Like, it's not about Monken's scheme the way it was with Giro. It really is about putting these guys in areas to succeed. So I'm not going to say that he can't in its totality have a season that rivals last year's. But do I think he can have that same touchdown to interception ratio and lead the league in all the categories he did last year? Boy, I don't know.
It's going to be, like you said, it's hard to limit this guy, but that was a historically great season. A historically great season. Now, I think he's got the best surrounding cast around him in terms of the offense and pass catchers, absolutely. And you have the continuity of Todd Monken. You have a lot of things going in your favor, but what he did last year was remarkable. The highest touchdown, no one over 40 touchdown passes has thrown less than 5 interceptions before. Him against the blitz, he was better when being blitzed as opposed to when not being blitzed. And the yards per attempt, and to go along with the 900 yards rushing. You had a peak Peyton Manning season with legs, with Michael Vick's legs.
Yes. Like,
that is the type of year. And that all being said, he could have a season that's close to it and rightfully win MVP this go around, but it is going to be so hard for him to top what he did last year because that was a historically great season.
I just feel like we know with Lamar Jackson, when he's healthy, they're good and he's in the MVP conversation. And I just feel like, especially with everything he's got behind, in front of him or around him, and if the line continues to show some continuity and knock on wood, Ronnie Stanley stays healthy, the line could be better this year than it was a year ago. I think he's going to be great. I don't know what the numbers look like, but I do know that he had the best statistical season of his career last year. It wasn't close, and he didn't win the MVP.
That was a joke. The further remove we get from it, the more stupid.
We'll always
it's
have
look like.
Aditi to explain it to
Aditi. And we love Aditi.
Twisted herself up.
We love Aditi.
Yeah,
geez,
we do. We're
she
big.
Twisted
we're,
herself.
We love Aditi.
Look, I think he's going to throw more interceptions. I think he also could account for more total touchdowns than he did last year. I think they could lean a little bit more into the no risk it, no biscuit side of this thing and hit some higher notes with some other people, not just sort of Bateman, right? Like, I think the downfield stuff, I'm sure they're going to put and you know, that's something that they're going to be making an off-season priority whenever he's there for OTAs, and certainly all through these training camps and these, when they do the joint sessions with the Colts or whoever they're going to do them with. Like, I think there will be an absolute premium on unlocking a little bit more of that. And I'll say this, whether it's next year or the year after, the year after. I don't think he's had his best season. As unbelievable as last year was, I don't think he's had his best season. I think that would be selling him short to say that, you know, he's, what is he, 27?
Hey, well, let's remember, and I think we all feel like he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Fame guy one day, and you talk about the guys he's going to be listed with, guys like Tom Brady, Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning didn't have it. His best statistical season was in Denver when he threw 55 touchdowns, which was later in his career. Like, so yeah, I could see him having a better season. Like, as incredible as that sounds, I could see him having a better season than he had last year.
The other factor is there's going to be an 18th game added at some point, which is only going to help him.
Yeah.
Player safety.
And again, yeah, right. And this year, you know, we'll see how many games they actually need and what they're locked into. You know what I mean? Like, even if he's perfectly healthy, when you take out games that he's removed from, so fourth quarters he doesn't play, parts of third quarters he doesn't play. If he sits the final week of the season, maybe it's even two or one and a half. Mm-hmm. You add all that up, that's a lot of real estate that he's not going to get a chance to cash in on from a statistical standpoint.
OTAs continue tomorrow, then Thursday and Friday. Media availability, so we'll have sound from one winning drive 3 days this week. But coming up next, Morgan Adsit, Fox 45 Sports. She'll probably be out there for OTAs. Get her thoughts on the Ravens and the Orioles. Does she feel like this thing is starting to feel a little more normal? How aggressive should they be at the deadline? We'll ask Morgan next year.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
I'm a fan. We are efforting to get Morgan Adsit on the show. Orioles are off today. They started a three-game series in Seattle tomorrow. Ravens on the practice field tomorrow for OTA. So we'll have some sound coming from one winning drive. So a lot going on here in Charm City as things are starting to warm up. By the way, We've been waiting for the weather to break, guys, and you know I care about these things. After not having a day in the 80s throughout the whole month of May, it finally gets in the 80s tomorrow, and it's going to stay there for a little while. So summer's here.
It never got into the 80s?
No, it's the first time. And like I saw one of the local meteorologists on Twitter said you usually get 2 or 3 days in May in the 80s. We got zero this year.
A lot of rain.
Yeah.
So do we want to talk O's?
I can talk whatever you want. Yeah. The weather's warming up. Talk some baseball. Yeah. The Orioles are hot. They won 6-8. They swept the White Sox. They're going to face Seattle. They've got a catcher who actually hits the ball.
So what do you take out of this series? Do you take away that they found and you can take some of all of this, but I guess I'm asking, what do you think will end up being more the tale of the story? That they won three games and have, what, won 6 of 8 and have some positive energy going now? Or is it that, well, they won three games, but they only scored 3 runs a game against the worst team in the American League, and they tried to undo it with terrible situational hitting, running the bases with a low IQ too often, and having a right side of the infield in two of these games, or infield and outfield, that couldn't field their positions? Like, all the above are true, but we're into June. That May schedule that was allegedly easy is over. It looks pretty tough in June. And their flaws are still pretty prevalent.
I think it's all to be determined. And I know that's a crappy answer to give, but look, you've won 6 of 8. You've won the last 3 games. That's the glass half full approach. And we talked about the starting rotation where it seems like the worst is definitely behind them, you would think. But now it's still on the lineup. It's not like the lineup gave you a really inspiring series against the White Sox, scoring just 9 runs, and you still saw how many base running errors yesterday, and you saw the defensive mistakes, where I think this West Coast road trip and then the Tigers series immediately following that is going to be very telling.
So the fielding and the base running are incredibly sophomoric and frustrating, but the fact that this team continues, because you know we talked about, well, we knew the pitching wasn't going to be great, but they can't hit. They cannot hit at all, and that was supposed to be the strength of this team. Because how many times did we talk to people this offseason? They're like, well, this lineup's great. This team can't hit. They can't hit with runners in scoring position. They can't hit. Like, and Ryan O'Hearn's having a great year. Even him, when there's runners in scoring position, I can think of multiple times this weekend he came up with runners in scoring position, and he swung at the first pitch and hit shallow fly balls and not even get the run home.
There's some little things sort of under the current that I worry about, too. So Cedric Mullins gets hurt. Colton Cowser's going to probably... I mean, is he going to be in the starting lineup tomorrow night?
I would bet he's playing tomorrow.
So he's flying all the way across country with this hammy tissue thing and whatever else, right? Sliding in head first. But probably didn't play as long in the minors on a rehab stint as you would like. Had rainouts, right? Some of these games were at high A.
But he was hitting, Jason.
Okay. But like... And Laureano's still out for now. Not that you'd really want him in center, ideally, but he could... do it. So that means when Cowser comes back, he's probably going right to the top of the lineup.
Yep.
And he's probably going right to center field.
Yes.
Okay. So like I just wonder about that, you know? Like it would have been much easier to be able to ease him in if this team was anything close to what they built it as, right? Ease him in on a team that is humming along, that doesn't everyone feel like I got to do 20 things in this game instead of just keep it simple, stupid, right? Everybody's already pressing, and everybody's already looking at the back of their baseball card saying, ooh, it's not going to probably be good at the end of this year unless I really turn it on. And he's coming into that culture, and he's coming in with it with the regular center fielder now hurt because soft tissue's all over the place, but we got rid of a trainer who'd been here 40 years. I wonder about that. Like, are they... being the powers that be with the Orioles, going to be able to blend him in gradually, or is he going to be thrown to the Wolves?
I think he's all in. Right when he's activated, he's in the starting lineup.
He's starting
lineup.
And playing center field, most likely. Yeah. Unless they could put Carlson in center field.
They could.
But he's playing tomorrow night.
So I wonder about that. And the biggest problem with this team is hitting with people on base. That's not a that has not been a Colton Cowser thing to this point.
No.
And the other biggest problem is guys don't get on base. Well, in his last 250 plate appearances, Jordan Westberg is a .266 on base percentage. So, like, I mean, and he's and he if I know that, he knows that. And so that's another kid. He's gonna be come in, he's gonna be put right back in the top of the lineup so that they can push Adley down, hopefully, thankfully, pray to God. But like, I wonder, and he's making up for lost time. I don't know. Like, I
do they come in and they're doing trying it, to do too much? Is that what you're implying?
I just wonder if this regime, this organization, will know how to message them and handle them appropriately. So we're not creating this situation where guys are perpetually like sliding in head first to first base is the definition of trying to do too much.
Yeah. You know, he used to do that and drove me crazy, and he's a great player. Robbie Alomar did that all the time. Like, and I was shocked. But, like, of course, Colton Cowser is going to get hurt doing it immediately.
He did it last year against the Astros.
And again, like, they've got fundamental flaws that show themselves night after, even when they managed to beat the White Sox by one run, and you can talk about the Bake Show, and you can talk about them getting by when Batista's pitched two straight games we hadn't talked about yet, but and that was a nice bounce back for him after things got pretty thorny in the first outing.
Yeah.
But like, again, you can look at all that, and all that's true, but if you look a little bit below the surface, they can't catch the ball at second base, they can't catch the ball in right field. Like, they can't, when they need a big hit, it's generally not there. Tony Manzolino, I'm sure he's a great guy. He's got no business.
I enjoy
being
that,
a major league manager.
No. Well, that's like, it.
And both, we got 100 games to go.
And both Brittany Giroli, who said it straight out, and Ken Rosenthal, who kind of referred to it, like Brittany more so, like they blew out the experienced coach on the staff that was the built-in future manager.
They did
manager.
It by design of because course. They wanted more puppets.
Yes. And they also, because of course, there was no scenario because he's got it all mapped out where he's going to have to fire Brandon Hyde. So like they weren't.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we were talking about all offseason. Yeah. I'm like, boy, I wonder if they'll bring in somebody to replace that Freddie Gonzalez role because when Brandon Hyde's fired before Memorial Day or certainly before July the 4th, how's that? Who's going to step up? Well, nobody's going to step up.
We'll come back at the text of the day, preview tomorrow's show, and get you ready for Infinity Sports Radio at 6 here on The Fan. Before we get to the text of the day, and again, welcome back, Beltway Ben. The Orioles are bad. The White Sox are worse. But I do want to point out that what the Colorado Rockies are doing right now, it's something special. They're 9-50 at the moment, and a bunch of people put out a stat this weekend that bears repeating. So since May 4th, the Rockies have 3 wins. So does Scotty Scheffler. Scotty Scheffler, if you're not familiar, is a golfer. They play tournaments on the weekends. He's got as many victories since May 4th as the Rockies do as a team.
They're 3-27 on the road.
It's disgusting.
I mean, look, the Marlins have their issues right now, and Stowers is slumping a little bit. Norby's not hitting. But, like, -165 for the Marlins to win at home today. I took it. I didn't jump the run line, although the Rockies are disgusting on the run line. They're like, I mean, 33% win percentage on the run line. But, yeah, on the money line, like, you look at some of the pitchers they're running out there. Like, is it Erman Martinez and Antonio Senzatella? Like, just go look at some of their numbers.
Sounds like you're making up names, dude, but they're real guys.
They're so bad.
And they're all, like, horrendous. Like, that's another issue with them. They don't have anything that they can look forward to at the deadline. No. Like, all right, well, they're going to get... Like, their bullpen sucks. Their starting rotation sucks. Their hitters
suck. Kyle Freeland had, like, 3 good starts at the beginning of the year, and he's just been garbage since then.
Brutal. Let's get the text of the day.
Yeah, check 1-2. Check. Text today is sponsored by Orsman Automotives, driven by OrsmanCars.com. Your trade is always worth more at Orsman. Shop their entire inventory now at OrsmanCars.com. Text today comes from Stephen Glenburnie, who says, I know Adley's downfall is well noted, but pre-home run derby Gunner was a top 3-5 player in baseball. Would he be a top 50 player for you guys right now?
I have more confidence that Gunnar Henderson will get back to some semblance of what he was than I do Adley Rutschman, right? Like, Adley Rutschman looks broken.
Gunnar's still a productive baseball player. He's not, the RBIs aren't there. He's having trouble with some lefties. but there's his natural talent still takes over at times. Adley Rutschman looks lost. Rutschman looks to me like someone who questions himself whether he belongs, which is why I think a reset in Norfolk, like, this is an unserious organization, so they would never take short-term pain for long-term gain, because as much as they pretend they're not interested in press releases and optics, all they're interested in is optics. That's why this guy keeps batting second every night, because they're just hoping and praying against, you know, hoping against hope that he somehow turns it around, or if we just bat him second enough, he'll look like a number two hitter in the majors. We do have a pull up about Adley. Should they do? 8%, bench him for a few days. 50%, drop him to the bottom of the order. 35%, send to AAA for a reset. 7%, do nothing. That polls up for another 22 hours, so you can vote on that at IA1057, the fan. We'll definitely be talking about that tomorrow because...
Yeah, Cal Riley.
The O's are in Seattle, where Cal Riley has 11 home runs in his last 20 games. Adley Rutschman has 10 home runs since June 20th of last year.
Big dumper. Big dumper runs a little bit, too, and he's a better defensive catcher.
12 walks in that span. First catcher in Major League history to have a 20-game span with at least 10 home runs, I think at least 10 walks, and 2 stolen bases. That's since 1901.
So Orioles are out west.
But Adley had a 560 OPS in May with 1 home run and 6 RBIs.
Yeah, but he's batting 275 over the last, 14 games or something like that?
Mm, okay.
So that's something.
He had a solid March, right?
it was a series.
March. Yeah, Toronto.
Maybe one game in Boston. I'm
Toronto was
how
fun.
Worked.
Yeah, Toronto was fun.
Mr. March? Is that what we're calling Adley?
2 home runs,
Mr. March?
Get that weekend series. Yeah, he was something, but yeah.
Yeah, Tyler O'Neill looked really good in Canada, too.
Well, he always
not
homers.
So much in the U.S.
He always homers on opening day.
When are the O's back in Toronto? That's when you want to play your Tyler O'Neill bets.
Yeah.
Hopefully the beds are
back
good.
In the motherland.
Hopefully the beds are right because of the back. And
that's true. Well, Westbrook had bed problems, too, like in spring training. Yeah, so like get good beds. It was zero gravity, Jason?
Zero gravity. Tempur-Pedic active breeze. Yeah. Life changer. Difference maker.
What is an active breeze?
The name of the mattress.
Oh, so there's no breeze. It's just
well, you can make it have a breeze. Okay. You can put on settings where you get hot and the cold. You can do all kinds of stuff.
So it's not just a name. There is a breeze, potentially.
I don't really go that route. I'm just more of the zero gravity guy. But yeah, you can heat it up. You can cool it off. It's amazing.
What's on tomorrow's show?
Tomorrow, Morgan Atsit will join us.
Yeah, there was
a little bit of a mix-up between her and the Bone.
I
blame the Bone.
Yeah, it's Bone's
fault. Bordy will join us at 3 o'clock, and our buddy Cordell Woodland will join us post-Ravens OTAs, which resume tomorrow, open to the media.
Tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday.
OTA week.
Yeah, we have OTAs open to the media. But that is it for us. But don't change that dial. Because coming up next, Infinity Sports Radio will take you through the evening. We will be back with you tomorrow at 2 here on The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.